There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Hey, Eddie. I'm so excited to finally have you here. I should finally be a guest on the show. It's been so important. Have you seen how smooth my stool is?
Yes, I have, Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, how smooth it is. It's like a ribbon.
Yeah,
it's like a beautiful ribbon.
You brought it in Tupperware. Out. Yeah, that's nice.
I think it's important to make sure that we have if you have a runny stool, you're going to use that. You got to put that in your car.
Now, why is it black?
Oh, that's because he's evil. It's because it's literally just his intestinal lining. When I see, I got so many emails about this. People being like, did you see RFK Jr. talked about how orgasmic and non-wipeable his stool is? And I'm just like, I'm entertained.
Yes, of course.
But I just don't think we need it.
No, we don't need it. But it is interesting to just see a man just so happily claim that he doesn't wipe.
That man needs... he needs an enema. You remember that from Dracula, Dead and Loving It?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that man needs. Absolutely. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with the absolutely chock full of con-based dookies. Ed Larson.
That's right. Actually, not that much dookie because we barely ate.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I ate more at this con than any other con we've ever been to. We just got back from Midsummer Scream.
What a fucking cool, fun place,
oh,
dude.
My God. That was so much fun. We signed a baby.
Yes. We full on signed an adult baby.
Someone brought a baby. They brought it into the... They slapped it down on the table, and it started crying. And
it had a very cute shirt that they made that said, I wore my concert diaper just to meet last podcast on the left.
It was extremely fun. We just... What a wonderful afternoons. Afternoons we spent. We spent multiple afternoons.
Three straight nights.
Ed gave a lot of money to John Carpenter for a signature.
All right, so here's what happened there. Okay, so there were these cool people who did these, like, they took a horror, like, scores, and they put them on vinyl and cassette and CDs, and I loved it. I got Basket Case and Brain Damage on CD. I got The Giver on cassette, and I got In the Mouth of Madness on vinyl. I was so happy about it.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I got In the Mouth of Madness on vinyl. There's John Carpenter. I'm looking at him. He's right there. I'm going to take it over. He's going to sign it. I'll buy something.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get a comic book, and he'll sign. I'll ask him to sign this instead of the comic book.
Yes.
And so I wait in line for 30 minutes.
Because we were trying to be egalitarian about it, because right before the whole con started, John Carpenter was sitting there, but he didn't necessarily seem open to engagement.
Yes, which is fine. I mean, he's a legend. He's John Carpenter. He's actually one of my favorite directors of all time.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a skip the line for us, but I didn't do it. I waited in the line like a normie, and I was like, I'm going to do this the right way. And then I get up there, and I'm like, oh, I want to get John Carpenter to sign my vinyl. How do I do that? And like, oh, you buy his new vinyl, Cathedral, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then you also got to buy his comic book, and then he can sign two things, and then he won't take a picture. And I was like, okay, how much is that? And they said, $165.
Whoa!
And I was like, yeah!
Ooh. After waiting half hour,
you know, so I'm just like, okay, sure. And then I paid it, and I was like, all right, I'm going to give him to sign my In Mouth of the Madness, and I'll give him to sign the his graphic novel, and I gave the graphic novel to Rob, because Rob works so hard, and he does so well, and he loves John Carpenter so much.
Thank you,
and then,
I love you.
No problem, I love you too. And I got up there, and I got him to sign my thing, and I shook his hand, and I'm like, hey, I'm from last podcast, and I left. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I was like, no, but it's like, we just did a whole series on you. I watched your whole catalog. Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, be a lot of guys do that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've met four of you today. Yeah, we definitely.
Yeah. And then I refused to give him the extra 50 for the picture.
You know what? And I think that shows you're strong.
Yeah, I had to. And then, yeah, but Rob got the picture. Yeah.
Rob went and got the picture.
Yeah,
but Bill, it was fun to watch Bill Moseley, handle stuff. It was fun to watch the
we
guy that was
in
the original
line
screen
for a moment until we realized that we had to spend like $50 even to look at him,
just to touch him.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, I can touch enough spindly men.
It is, but I understand that's what it's there for. That's how these people make their nut.
Yes,
like,
they do.
You know, and I think it is good that they are able to like keep making money on projects that they made forever ago, and it's very cool. But man, it is funny how transactional it all is.
It really is. And
it's
also
so bizarre.
But the vibe is great. All of the people we met were really, I don't know how to put it. I just feel like horror fans. Oh. Are better than other fans.
I think 98% of the people I met were awesome.
Yes, I think that they are better fans than just normal comic book fans. I think it's fun in there. I think it's a little bit, it's horny.
Comic-Con, I have no desire to go to Comic-Con.
Well, I like Comic-Cons. We are doing New York Comic-Con, but we're going to announce that soon.
I'm talking about San Diego. That thing seems too crazy to me.
San Diego's a lot. We've been there a lot. But now that we've been doing Midsummer Scream, it's just so much fucking fun. We saw Bob Gurr, the Imagineer. He is...
ancient.
Impossibly old.
Yeah. But he was old a decade ago.
Yeah, but he
remember, he was friends with Walt Disney, who died in 1967.
Yeah, you're like a man. Like a man does. Chooses to close his eyes and never wake up fucking again.
Yeah, he put cigarettes inside a hot dog.
Yeah, he said, I'll tell Mickey I'll see him in hell. He died. It was amazing.
But Bob Gurr, he was out there. I saw D. Wallace was out there.
Who's the guy next to us? Adam? From Rocky Horror?
Oh, you're talking about Brad from Rocky Horror, Barry Boswick. We were semi-obsessed with watching Barry Boswick handle the ladies. Because the ladies wanted a lot of the wick. Dude.
They wanted to get handled. Yes.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely.
And then who was the sound designer I met from Army of Darkness?
Alan Howarth.
I got his autograph. That was cool.
Wow, what sound excitement.
Design. True. $40 for the sound designer. Of Army of Darkness.
Put some respect on his name. He's John Carpenter's partner on all of his music. Okay?
Yes, he was. And not nowhere near John Carpenter.
No. They were not allowed to be near each other.
I don't know if they talk anymore.
No, I doubt it. But Midsummer Scream, if you are on the fence for next year, you got to fucking go.
It's growing. It's going to be in Anaheim next year.
Yes, it's going to be. Last year we went.
The air conditioning is going to work.
Oh my God. That was the thing. Everybody was. We were moist for the entire time.
I leaked on many fans.
Oh, I was just so
and
wet.
And many fans leaked on us as well.
Yes, everybody was wet. It was wet.
We were in it.
Hey, but you know, I wouldn't have it any other way.
It was like mud wrestling everyone who loves you.
Which is what we're going to do now that Side Stories is going back out on the road.
Woo!
Yes, we have a series of dates that are coming to come out. And here is the list.
All right, we got 9/18. That's September 18th. This shit is close, all right? We're doing it. We're putting it together. North Fork, Virginia.
Norfolk.
Norfolk? Who gives a fuck? It's coming to come get you.
It's different. You got to know the city, Eddie.
Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia.
We're going to be at the Attics there, and then we're going to be at Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah,
at the Fletcher Opera House. Then we're going to be at Brooklyn.
It is Brooklyn. This is somebody else's bit, Eddie. They're doing somebody else's bit now.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Warsaw, Brooklyn. I'm so fucking excited for that. I've always wanted to perform at the Warsaw.
It's going
to
be awesome.
We're going to eat pierogies. Dude, we're going to Polish place, dude.
We're coming back.
Dude, it's awesome. And then we're going to be at Hartford, Connecticut at the Webster on October 11th. October 24th, Redway, California at the Mateo Community Center for our yearly fuck sesh.
Yeah.
And then November 14th, we're going to be in Portland, Maine at the Aura, and then November 15th, Burlington, Vermont, the Higher Ground Ballroom. December 11th, Iowa City at the Englert.
Thank God we're going to be in Iowa City in December.
And then December 12th, Columbia, Missouri, the Blue Note.
The last time I went to Iowa City, I'll always remember, I did the Green and Gravel Comedy Festival.
Okay.
It was January. I had just broken up with my ex. It was the first time I was really single out and about, right?
Iowa's where you chose.
I did not choose it. Dave Willis chose it for me. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell decided to do a clip show for a while. There was a second we were trying to go on the road. So me, Dave, Eddie Pepitone, we're trying to figure out ways to kind of like do some live shows together. So one thing that we tried to do was this YPF clip show where we would show some deleted scenes, some stuff, and we'd like talk and kind of like joke, kind of like a talk back. So we got booked at the Green Gravel Comedy Festival, and they were lovely. Everything was fine. And when we arrive in Iowa City, it's covered in snow. It's a, you know, it's exactly as you imagine
January.
Yep. And I, we get there, and the guy that's running the festival, again, very nice man, he was like, I just want you to know, we just wanted to make sure we got to get the house packed tonight because, unfortunately, Bob Saget's playing the university, right? So yeah. Bob Saget that night was already playing, I think it was Iowa State.
Yeah.
And so anybody that was anybody was at that show.
Of course.
Right? And so he's like, so what we need to do, because big old college town, he was like, so I wanted to put butts in seats. So tonight, $5 all you can drink. So we said all these, we wanted to set it up so that all these
guys. $5 all you could drink?
All the beer they could drink. And so by the time we hit stage for this quiet, very quiet.
Three men in chairs.
Three men kind of talking over clips. Like we had a couple of bits that we were going to do. The audience was the single drunkest group of human beings I have ever seen in my ever-loving life.
Hell yeah.
I am talking...
I didn't even know you can get drunk on beer in Iowa.
They just did not stop drinking. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. People were all over each other to the point where...
It's a wrestling culture.
Yes, yes. And there were a lot of cauliflower ears and a lot of cauliflower titties. And so when we're out there, me and Dave were trying to begin the show and not having it, right? Audience is just, it's like we didn't even begin. And then all of a sudden...
Eddie couldn't yell at him enough?
Dude, it's me, Eddie Pepitone, could not get attention, right?
That's wild.
And then they were making, everybody, like, I just saw two people just making out in the front row, right? Like, just like, and not because it was a sexy show. It's me and Dave,
yeah,
right? And I love me and Dave. But when you see me and Dave and
Eddie Pepitone,
you're right. You don't, first thing you don't do is be like, man, that's the triple team I've been fucking waiting for.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's never that.
Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, God, Eddie Pepitone. And even now, he just had his prostate removed. And Eddie Pepitone's talking about he's glad he can't get hard anymore, which is still my... Eddie not being able to get hard anymore is one of my favorite things in the world.
It's go about check time him out. For him.
Yeah, go check him out over at Eddie Pep. You know, that's his Instagram. Go give him a follow. Go tell him I sent you. But he...
His prostate's hitting the road as well.
Yeah, it is.
Separately.
Yeah, right now he's in San Antonio doing the flappers there. So then Dave and I realized we couldn't continue to perform, so we just started playing Night Moves on the guitar.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we sang Night Moves twice, and then we walked off stage.
That sounds like actually a lot of fun.
No, it was a nightmare, because we were in Iowa City.
Yeah, because then you still got to go home.
Then we're just in Iowa City.
You should have at least went to the Bob Saget show. I bet that was a lot of fun.
I couldn't get in. Jam-packed. Absolutely sold out.
Man, remember when Murderfist used to have those shows over at Soundfix? That yes. was like, it was basically, so there was this record store in the back that had a venue. In order to get people to come to the comedy show, they would do free drinks for an hour. Only well in PBR.
Just know that open bars do not suit and live entertainment.
No.
It just doesn't.
Literally every time we were on the show, we were also the bouncers.
Yes. And we were kicking
have to, like,
people
we
out.
Have to, like, remove, I would get off stage and like bear hug people and throw them out the door and then do the next sketch.
We it really learned crazy. It, to be honest, it was a great run on it was a great training ground on how to do comedy in New York City.
It really
four
was.
Bars. Yeah. Like that was like when we learned like how to get people's attention.
How drunk I'm allowed to get.
Exactly. Like what's the level? What is the level? What is oh man, we were that was really important. Those were important times for us.
They really were. But now they are over. Soundfix RIP.
I think it's
Iowa City RIP.
Iowa City, yeah. RIP is done. It is done. God knows what happens there. But Iowa City, honestly, tell us where we should go.
Yeah. No, is there a Christmas market? It's going to be December. We can get ornaments together, Henry.
Oh, I can't wait, Eddie. Oh, God, I can't wait. We've already done that.
Yeah, we did it in Columbus. It was a lot of fun,
yeah,
actually.
So I'll do it again.
Yeah, no, Henry and I buying nutcrackers. You listen to the show, you've heard that.
Fuck you.
Now we just go to Severn DVD and buy all kinds of movies that are awful.
God, the dude, we went to Severn Films. Go check them out. It was just like I bought Threads on 4K.
They have every movie that should not be put on Blu-ray or 4K.
Dude, we got Baskin in 4K, dude.
I got this movie called The Siege. I'm so excited to see it. The dude over there, I forget his name. Was it Stefan? Steven?
I don't know.
Sean.
I don't remember. We love him.
I do love him. He was great.
I love him.
Handlebar mustache. Loved him.
I was, again, if you're selling
near
pornographic 4Ks at Midsummer Scream.
Handlebar mustache.
That
is required almost.
It makes me trust you.
Yeah, but I got this movie I'm so excited to watch. It's called The Siege, and it's all about, like, these cops that go on strike, which is really great because I'm really into RoboCop right now, so, like, it works out. So the cops go on strike, and then when the cops go on strike, they go to this gay bar. They kill everyone at the gay bar. Not funny, right? But here's what happened. One gay guy lives. He goes to the projects, and he enlists the projects to help him kill all the cops.
It's going to be
I'm very excited to see this movie.
Complicated themes.
It was like, I'll take one of those, please.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of alligator movies. I'm very excited. We just went to the DVD guy every day.
Basically.
Yeah.
And see if we got new stuff.
Yeah.
Each day we went to see if we got new stuff, and then
the same stuff, and we just kept buying it and kept getting it.
That's a sign of maturity.
Yeah.
Because you guess what we didn't really buy? T-shirts.
I bought 4.
Oh, wow. Never mind.
See, I felt very proud of myself that I didn't buy any T-shirts.
Actually, I bought 5 now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I bought 2 for Julie, 3
actually,
for me.
That's not great. That's not correct. I bought the Tusk T-shirt over at Creeperama.
Those guys, Tampa, shout out Florida.
Yes, I'm incorrect. Best shirt I bought in the whole thing. It really was.
I got a thing and a Psycho Gorman from them.
You guys got to go to Midsummer Scream if you're in the area and you like horror movies. It is...
What a way to spend money.
And the best vendors, I think, at any con ever. Yes. Also, shout outs to Bleach Cafe. The dude bleached a last podcast shirt for me and brought it back the next day.
Hell yeah.
So dope, man.
Yeah, we love this shirt.
Everyone was so nice.
You think that we got paid for any of this, don't worry, we lost money.
Yes.
So this whole thing literally, but you know what I mean. Yeah. The idea
we sold merch, but it didn't do well.
We like broke even, but that's not what it's about. We sold all our merch, we all stuff. The point of Midsummer Scream and our presence at Midsummer Scream is because of how much we love horror movies.
How much am I getting paid for it?
You got paid, Eddie, in the experience of meeting everyone.
I got horrible knee problems now from standing on concrete in Jordan.
Welcome, dude. That's that's called con knees.
Dude, I mean, I've never had a better advertisement for Hoka's my whole life.
Yeah, dude.
I fucking wore Hoka's on the third day and my knees are fine.
Guess what we're going to do next year?
Sell Hoka's?
I think we're going to
put... LPN Hoka's?
Dude, I think we're going to have to get one of those, like, you know, those mats that stand on.
Well, that's the thing, because I'm used to the kitchen, and I would always have kitchen mats that I would stand
we
on.
We should have... We're going to change the setup.
If you could put
a
kitchen mat underneath me,
I got you.
I'll be so much funnier and nicer to everybody.
Oh, yeah. We'll set up a kitchen mat.
I had such a good time. Thank you, everyone, again, for coming out and meeting us and hanging out at our booth. Only free signatures. It was cool to do that for people.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to ever charge for a signature. I don't believe in charging for a signature. But I do think that our goal next year is to have some unique merch.
Yes.
I think that's our goal.
Yeah. This was a good learning experience, but we're going to have some funny shit for you next year. I can't wait. Some really special stuff. Come and get it. I love you guys.
Fuck. Suck. Eat shit. It's time for our first story here.
Yeah, that's the new clip.
Transition.
Transition. Yeah. Fuck my shit, come suck my dick.
Live from your grave.
Here we go. So this is about a young boy who dresses as a clown, stabbed an old person to death.
Yeah, I mean what could be more of a last podcast story than a teenager going dressed in a clown outfit, big baggy clown outfit. It was black, it was red.
This is my thing.
And there was a man at a bus stop and he murdered him for no reason.
Now, figure dresses in a baggy black. I don't like the black and red clown outfit. I'm going to go ahead and call that Harlequin.
Okay.
Not a clown.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because, like, black and red, like, that's my thing, is that when
I've
you
never
say,
seen a clown wear black.
When you do, when you say the term clown, dress as a clown, I assume, like, more John Wayne Gacy style, more like circus clown. Like, this is very ICP coded, so in a
yeah,
way.
Yeah, because he's wearing a ski mask. He's not wearing clown makeup.
Yeah, that's why it's like, when it comes down to it, I just think that's a normal murderer.
Yeah, he went, this is, there's ring footage of him. He went to another lady's house and he rang it.
Looking to murder more.
Looking to kill her. And then she didn't answer the door. Good on her, because she would have gotten killed.
Don't answer the door if you don't know the person at the door, especially if they're wearing ICP gear and it's not one of the boys.
Yeah,
right? Said, if ICP shows up at your door and they need a phone because their fucking Malenko truck broke down... You can let them in, because I don't think that they're going to do bad to you. I don't think what's...
ICP people are good people.
I'm not talking... No, I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about the band itself.
Right. I mean, they're dirty, yeah, and they're, you know, they're gross, and they live a horrible life.
Eddie, I am not... Again, this is not Juggalos. I'm saying that if Violet J or Shaggy 2 Dope arrive, if it's either one of them, you can invite them into your home.
Into the foyer.
Yes.
You can there's always that room where you don't want them in. Yeah. I'm not letting them in the bedroom. No. I'm not letting them use the personal toilet. No.
You can use the front bathroom.
Yeah.
You can use the front bathroom.
Yeah.
Here you go. You want some waters?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how
yeah.
I would treat Violent J or Shaggy 2 Dope. I'd be like, you just stay right here. I'll get you. You need a phone call? Great. Absolutely. Yeah. You want me to call AAA for you? Oh, it's hard for you to come. They don't have a hookup for your evil circus fan.
You know the yellow line on the bus that you can't go past or you'll get arrested by the driver?
Exactly.
I got one in my house.
Yep, it is right where the living room is. It's right where the living room is. And be like, Violent J, love your energy, man.
So this
leave the dogs alone.
This kid, this 15-year-old who did this crime, first off, they're keeping his name a secret, which is very weird.
It's because he's a minor, I guess.
But so many times they're like, this child, James Frank, killed his family, you know, but this time they're keeping his name a secret.
They're being classy.
Yeah, I guess. But he went to the, when he went to the ring door, not the person he killed, he goes, I have a gift for you. And then they didn't answer the door.
That's hack. This is hack shit.
Well, that's
okay,
literally
guys,
what he did.
That's my fucking problem with this. It's like, in the end, really, is that it's unoriginal.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he could have done this in many ways. I don't like that he wore... You know what it is? When I see an evil clown costume on you and you're murdering people, it feels like when they make the Annabelle doll too creepy on purpose.
Yeah.
Like... No, it's creepier if it's just a ragdoll, dude. This guy doesn't understand. If you just wore a regular, regulation clown outfit, that's way scarier.
Yeah.
Like, this is the... I don't buy him. I don't think he really wants to be in the evil circus.
Well,
I don't think he wants to join the mayhem carnival.
Well,
dude,
he was just trying to kill old people, too.
I know, but you could do
that.
You
gotta kill children if you're dressed as a clown.
Exactly, Eddie. That's another thing. True. If he was gonna scare old people, you'd do it this way, which is truly my favorite story of the week, which is a man dressed as the Grim Reaper.
Yes!
He stood on top of... So, all right, this is the thing.
I can't tell if this guy's a villain or a hero.
I like him.
I like him. He's a necessary evil. Also, TMZ, don't put any more fucking AI images at the top of your articles. It's fucking stupid.
I'm gonna freak out. All right, TMZ, you're already bad.
Yeah, you're already bad.
You're one of the best sources of news, sadly, in the country. But this is fucking bad, dude. You gotta stop with the AI.
That's the first time I've seen that on their page, and it fucking sucks, and it looks stupid. And
you think that's AI?
Of course it's AI. What are you talking about?
You know what, Eddie? It could just be normal Photoshop, but it's probably AI.
Yeah, it's definitely AI.
It's definitely AI. Look how short her arm is, and then they gave her a big bicep for some reason.
You know why? It's because she's been flicking her old ass bean.
Yeah, and it's a big one,
too. It's a big old honker. Yeah. Big old Twinkie Doodle.
Yeah, it holds a bunch of potatoes.
Yeah, come and take a look at my fucking big old Frank.
Yeah,
it's a Frankenfooter.
Yeah. It's a wide set. What are those big hot dogs called? Knotwurst. Yeah, she got a knotwurst down there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Disgusting.
That's a big Jewish hot dog. Knotwursts are delicious, by the way.
They really are. I love knotwursts. I got no problems. I got bratwurst, I got knotwurst, I got both. It's
so anyway.
This man named Leon Gillespie.
I love that his name is Leon Gillespie.
It's a good one.
Now, he was standing on top of this hospital. So he was
across from the hospital,
was
right?
Was it across from the hospital? Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because the people in the hospital, in the beds, would look out the window and see him standing, I think, on top of the parking garage.
No, it's pretty great. So he sat there. It's like it seemed to be he was across from the hospital.
For an hour, he was up there.
He had a scythe. He was waving it back and forth and pointing at people. Now, when they came to arrest him, because they called and they arrested him. This is in the UK, by the way. They came and they arrested him, and he said, I'm not a Grim Reaper. And they're like, what do you mean you're not a Grim Reaper? Leon Gillespie? And he's like, no, I'm a crow.
Yeah, he said he was a blackbird or a crow.
No, he wasn't. He had a scythe.
Yeah, you know, you were clearly the Grim Reaper staring at a hospital.
It's the funniest thing.
Just be funny about it. Just be, you know, don't sit there. Now you're saying you're guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
You had legs to stand on before. Now you're being like, oh, I'm an asshole and I'm trying to get away with it.
Yeah,
you should have just owned it and been like, what? You're going to stop me from dressing like the Grim Reaper and staring at the hospital?
This would be a really good opportunity to pitch something much like the film The Santa Claus, where the original Grim Reaper falls off a roof, and then he's found by a local young man, broccoli.
This is a phenomenal story.
So he then has to become the Grim Reaper.
Copyright.
Boom, done. He's then the Grim Reaper, and then his job is to kind of do it his own way. And he's like, you know, and maybe this is what happened with Mitch McConnell, is that the fact that the Grim Reaper visited him, but like, didn't
he died on the way to see him at the hospital?
Yes, and that was a problem. It put Mitch McConnell
off the parking garage across the street from the hospital.
Yeah, and now Mitch McConnell's hovering between because there's no one's there to fill the paperwork because they just sent his brainstem home. Do you see that they just sent him home?
Oh yeah,
they discharged him.
Yeah, well,
quote unquote discharged him.
Discharge is also what's fucking coming out of him at all times.
Not a video of him leaving the hospital. Sitting in a wheelchair, waving, saying, I'm fine, can't wait to get back to work.
It's an not urn. They brought the urn to the house.
Yes.
And the urn's going to be voting, and it's going to be very nice. And like,
if he's already dead, can I kill him again?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
But the Leo Gillespie, he went and he gave these people a thrill because I think it would be so fun to see the Grim Reaper before.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it really like affirms. I don't want to see a tunnel of light.
You'd rather see the Grim Reaper than light?
Of course.
Well, I think light makes sense because it's just your brain dying.
Your brain shut down. Well, you get an inflood of DMT.
That makes sense to me.
Your brain floods with like DMT and adrenaline and all that kind of stuff that allows you to hallucinate as you die, so that it kind of comforts you, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I have been told by my father, who died twice, is that there was nothing. He didn't know he died.
I also feel that
he said there was nothing.
Your dad.
You don't think there's any light or Grim Reaper waiting for him? And that's why there was just no one there to collect him. They were like, you have to go back to Earth because we're just like, no one cares to collect you.
I just think
is that what you're trying to say about my father?
I think they were just like, we're super busy right now. It was COVID.
Yeah.
And I think that we're super busy right now. And honestly, we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those when your dad died, you know, when you cover up the, you call and they're like, you can put your phone number in and we'll call you back in 16 minutes. I think that's what they did to your dad.
Yeah, my dad woke up and the nurse came up to him and said, wild night last night. And then he said, what are you talking about? She's like, you died. You were dead for 6 minutes.
I don't need the nurse making fucking jokes about it. What do you mean? Wild night last night.
And I asked my dad. I was like, hey, so you see anything? And he said, there is nothing.
God, he was so happy to tell you.
He really was. He was a staunch atheist forever.
Oh, yeah. And he was just like, guess what? The best part? Total blackness.
Just fucking ready for it. That's all I want.
Is that how your dad talked?
No, he had a voice like mine, actually.
Didn't you do an impression of your father?
Not really.
Yeah.
I can't. It
was like, that shit, I talk like, oh, Eddie, why the fuck, Eddie?
That's more of my mom. Mm. That's more.
No, I remember your mom. And, hey, Eddie. Hey, it's me, Eddie. I'm in heaven.
My mom was very, very kind and nice.
I know your mother.
Except for when she hit me.
Well, that was different. That's your job.
Yeah, that was
her fucking job.
It's an East Coast woman from the 80s, and they hit their children.
No.
And we still love them anyway. anyway for some reason.
The key about an East Coast mother is that she has to hit you, and then in the crying of her apologizing for hitting you has to actually be worse than her hitting you, okay?
Yes.
That's the rule. The rule is the apology has to be more unpleasant than the abuse.
Yeah, you just have to get big enough that when they hit you, you just laugh at them.
And yeah,
that,
yeah.
That really, that, honestly, that was my biggest weapon is when my mom would hit me and just be like,
Mom,
that didn't hurt, lady. No,
I'll tell you what, my mama, it always hurt.
Really?
She's real strong.
Yeah.
She's got strong little hands.
My mom's 5'4", and I was a beast back then.
Well, you were all jacked.
I was all jacked up. I kind of liked getting hit.
Yeah, of course.
That was the time of my life when I was just like, let's fucking go, lady. Yeah. Let's see what you got.
So you just like would tackle your mother. You'd just like plow through her.
Exactly. She was actually defending herself.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Let's isolate this. So let's talk about real quick this. Again, Leon Gillespie, he was arrested, given a 200-pound fine, and let go. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No one cares. It's over. These people are going to be dead soon.
Yeah, who cares?
You know, I don't know.
I think it's a funny joke.
I think it's funny. I understand.
It's
rude
if someone was doing it. If I went to the hospital to visit someone and I saw someone doing it, I would confront them and make them stop. It doesn't mean it's not funny.
You know what it is? As I feel that if I was sick in a hospital bed, right?
Oh, that's different.
I'd
laugh.
I would laugh.
Yeah.
Like, that would be hilarious. Like, that's like the thing that nobody understands. Like, they should do that later on when our generation is finally in hospice. Like, I would laugh my fucking ass off if they had a Grim Reaper coming through the hospital. Literally meeting everyone like, see you soon.
As a clipboard, just like crossing names off.
That would be the fun. I'd be like, fucker, try to take me, fucker. Like, that would be so funny.
Looking for a James Thompson. James Thompson.
If you
looking for James Thompson.
If you can't have a sense of humor at that moment in time, dude, you're fucked as it is, man. Like, that's my thing, is that I'd rather be laughing, because if you're not laughing, you're crying.
Yeah.
So, that's funny to me. Also, send a stripper through.
Yeah. I mean, they do that.
Do they do that?
Well, I don't think the hospital does, but people send strippers to the hospital. I know that happens.
Let me see.
They do it. Don't worry about it.
We were talking about Ho Spice, but I'm talking about in real life.
No, real life. Yeah, no. Ho Spice is your thing. That's different.
That's my thing.
That's your thing.
There's a place called Chesley Trust back in the day that did used to bring in strippers.
Yeah.
People dying.
People are hireable.
I love this. My hospice patient hired an escort as his caregiver. Of course.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck yeah, dude. Stroke that dick, buddy. If it's working, if you got cancer riddled in your body and your dick still works, fucking God bless.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking through our stories. They're all kind of light today. There is one that I feel like that's a precautionary tale that we should tell people about. The North Carolina couple.
This is a lesson.
Yeah.
That I want to. This is actually kind of almost a serious lesson.
Yeah.
So, two people in Burke County, they're facing first degree murder charges. All right. So they shot two people. So, Dalton Berry, and what seems to be his partner, the suspects are Jamar Props and Tasha Lewis.
Yeah.
Right? So the murder victims are Carla and Raheem Murray. They were in the Morganton Hemp. They both work in Morganton Hemp.
Yeah.
Right? Some really gross weed store out there. And they...
North Carolina's trying.
They are trying. And so these guys were, the Murrays, were happily talking about a large inheritance that they were going to receive.
$75,000.
Yes. And they were saying that this was coming, and they were, I would say, almost bragging about it.
Yeah. They were excited. They weren't smart enough to keep their mouth shut.
Of course not. And so what happened is that they invited a person by the name of Jamar Probst. I guess he stayed over the night. They left the door open. They were hanging out. They talked about this. Mm-hmm. Whoever was staying over in the night left the door open so that the other could come. Either Tasha, or I believe it was Tasha, came in. They shot them in their sleep, right? Yeah. They murdered them in their sleep, then used their faces to open up their Cash App.
On their phone
and sent $19,000 to themselves from the Cash App.
It's just so easy to get caught.
Well, it's because not everybody is a master criminal. And in this story, it seems that the desperation took over.
Yeah.
And they don't quite wrap their heads around the idea of evidence or investigate the fact that they're even going to investigate it, or the fact that when you create a type of fucking absolutely deadlock trail, like a full on opening of your own phone inside the murder location with the app directly with your fucking name on it and your bank information attached to it. Like, it's a whole thing. So it is super easy. They then buried the bodies. It's just fucked up. The lesson here is, if you're coming into money
and you're, not to be an asshole, if you're in a poor neighborhood.
Specifically, truly, if you're in a poor neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because, that's what's hard, is that, but I'll say across the board, you never know. People will come after you.
Yes.
If you say the words, "I got free money coming," you're going to get the attention of somebody that is not going to have your best intentions in mind.
It may not be someone who's going to fucking shoot you and use your face to open their phone and send a bunch of money to themselves with the Cash App, but they will annoy you.
Oh, yes. You will get no one. This is my pro tip. If you're coming into money, if you got inheritance, if you win the lottery, if you invent something that you could, maybe there's not a direct trail to you, if you make a nice app that makes a fuck ton of money, somewhere kind of one of those things that comes in, especially like lottery, inheritance.
Yeah.
Say nothing.
Yeah, just keep living your life comfortably.
Get the money.
Just get a little night. Just upgrade your car.
Change nothing.
Yeah.
Change nothing except for, the little tangible things. Unless you make that big old fuck you money.
And then you just leave wherever you're from.
Disappear.
Yeah.
Never, don't tell anybody that you got that money. Ever. Because also, here's the line. Fuck you money's not till 10 million.
No.
Remember that. Fuck you money.
1 million means nothing.
It means nothing.
It means
10
nothing.
Million, you can put half in the bank, and that will make you go for the rest of your life, right? That's where 10 million's the number. If you've got less than 10 million, don't kill everybody yet.
Yes, that's the problem.
That's the key.
So
kill somebody. What's your amount to kill somebody for, Eddie?
To kill somebody? I mean, nothing. I would never do it.
Wow.
I would kill, it would have to be a crime of passion.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't do it for money.
For money.
I would never do it for money.
My passion for money would be the reason why.
I don't think there is a number. Because if I got $1 billion, I would just try to help people.
Well, $1 billion is fucking unrealistic.
Exactly. And
$100 million, I'd probably kill somebody for.
See, I don't care.
See, I'd do it just for the sake of, I'd take that money and then I'd buy the killdozer with it. And then I get all the revenge.
You're gonna get a killdozer for fucking 40, 50 grand probably.
That's if I'm not building it. If I'm building it.
Yeah, oh yeah, you wanna buy a killdozer.
I'm gonna need to get somebody work on it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get a killdozer guy. You need somebody who can get all the parts. You need a union welder.
250, I'm thinking now. 250 grand. A real proper killdozer.
Okay. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. If I can get the 250 grand, can we build this together?
Yeah. LPN themed.
I just want to take it over. I want to take over a small town.
It's the world's biggest battle bot.
That's it.
That's all it is. That's all we're doing over here. But yeah, so don't tell people if you make a bunch of money, because they'll just kill you in the night.
Never tell them. Keep it to yourself. Just take the money and just don't do it. I know it's fun to do. It's fun to brag.
Yeah.
But don't do it.
Because
you're going to get shot in the face.
All right. So who are we looking at here?
Perez Hilton, we could talk about slightly. It's a fucked up story.
I don't know what to say about this, man. It's just it's just, you live this life and then it ends bad. I mean, I don't know what to do about this.
For those of you
that don't like the man, but this is awful.
For those of you that are not of this generation, Perez Hilton was one of the original snark bloggers of all time. He used to terrorize celebrities, and he used to draw cum on them. He used to draw cum on all the pictures. He used to out celebrities that were in the closet. He used to make fun
Miley
of children.
Cyrus's picture of her vagina when she was 17.
Yeah, he was one of those original trolls. And I got a lot of people, there's a lot of people, it's a controversial story because Perez Hilton, I guess, last week went live and
on TikTok,
and he straight up did a Buffalo Bills style. I saw the stills from it. I was like trying to find the video of it. I couldn't find it. But he was covered in blood, completely naked. You could see his penis.
He was cutting himself a bunch.
And he basically threatened to commit suicide. Now I believe he is hospitalized. I think they
Baker acted him in Florida.
Yes. Just so his real name's fucking Mario.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. But he got this. The thing about him is that, like, I'm one of those. I get it. I'm full troll, right? I'm with you. I'm one of those where it's like, I understand.
Yeah, but you're not selling pictures of minors' vaginas.
No, because I'm not a fucking criminal. But yeah. I am a guy that understands that a part of my existence is going to make 30% of the people who listen to me angry.
Yeah.
Right? And I like that. That's what I live for.
It's part of what makes us so appealable.
But also I like to entertain people. I just want to, in the end, even though I am offending these people, I mostly really, in my heart of hearts, want to entertain them.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell jokes.
No. So Perez Hilton, I think for a while, got off in kind of this, at the time when things were really, really mean, and we were kind of going hard at Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan and all that kind of stuff. And now we're back in a mean place, right? Now we're in a mean place again. And I just find it interesting.
But there are still a lot of people who are nice now. Back then, I felt like almost nobody was nice.
Well, yes, it was. We were really because it was.
We didn't see the repercussions yet.
No, we didn't understand. But now it feels like people are still making a fuck ton of money being extremely mean,
yeah,
extremely unfair and exploitive. And so you'd think that Perez Hilton would be doing really well in this time period, but it seems that he's not, and I think that it shows that if you live an essentially morally bankrupt life, yeah, eventually it all comes around.
It's interesting because it was like him and TMZ were like head and head. They were both just as popular as each other. At least I thought they were.
Sort of, yeah.
And then at some point, Perez kind of went crazy and TMZ went a little more straight edge.
Yeah. Now TMZ is in Washington, D.C., technically doing some of the better investigative reporting inside the city right now.
Yeah.
Even though they're fucking the people at TMZ are monsters.
They are monsters. Please do not misconstrue the way we talk about them as being nice about them.
They just get the story.
They're the first person with the story.
Yes, they get the story. They are not. I don't want them, and I don't want to ever be a center of one of their investigations. But what they do is they get that information fucking fast as hell.
Yeah, and it's evil sometimes.
Yes. Like
sometimes celebrities die, and the person they find out their fucking family member died from was a TMZ person.
Of course, and then technically Perez Hilton, he tried to apologize. I guess earlier this year he was trying to apologize. I guess that was the big deal, is that that's why he's now doing this. But I think this problem is
no one wanted to hear it.
To me, it seems that his apology didn't take, and then he's deciding to do something else that is, I'm not going to say it's disingenuous.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm sure it's genuine, but at the same time, it's like, all right, you're sorry. I don't give a fuck.
You don't have.
I still don't. Doesn't mean I gotta like you.
No, it's like you can change your mind.
Yeah.
And you can try to change.
But you still did it.
But also, just because you apologize doesn't mean people have to accept it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think he flipped out when people didn't immediately accept his apology. And then he tried to do a thing. And yes, I do think he needs help, but we shall see how serious the attempt was.
I think the real villain here is TikTok.
Oh, that's just
leaving the fucking. But they cut off live streams when you're like, when you're filming an ICE officer, they'll fucking cut off the live stream.
Dude, we're already.
He's slicing his own throat and they keep it up.
We already. Fuck those motherfuckers. Dude, straight up, we're past the point if we're thinking that we're going to get any form of accountability. Like, yeah, we're not getting any accountability on the corporate side for another like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just, we got to get rid of even just that idea. Like, if you look at ChatGPT, what OpenAI is doing, yeah, all of these things, we're like, we are outside of the accountability era,
yeah,
right now. So we just need to get, we just need to survive this next 5 years of what's the unchecked social media rampaging.
Yes, because there are, I mean, like, there's seriously, we have an article we didn't even bring up today because it was so thick with ChatGPT fucking influencing a mass shooter.
Well, that mass shooter dude just constantly begged. All he did, we read a very interesting article from, I forgot which publication this was from. It was from Mother Jones, about the mass shooter at Florida State, Phoenix Ickner. And you could see this person was openly talking about suicide, called themselves an incel, was constantly talking about the other mass shooters, what they did, what would the effect of him doing a mass shooting at FSU would be like, right? And the thing is about OpenAI is that it is, it send all these messages being like, call 998, you know, like all this fucking horseshit. Yeah. But it still never just called the police.
Yeah.
If the machine had any form of regulation inside of it, the second someone said they were planning a shooting, it would call the police themselves.
Yeah, or even asking about it. As someone who Googles horrible shit all the time, fucking check me on it too. I would love to tell you I'm just working.
But also they do,
you know, but I don't give a fuck.
But we don't talk. We're not talking to the fake thing in a box, ChatGPT.
Yeah, we're not pretending we're friends with it.
Yes, it's all fake. Large language models are fake.
Yeah.
They are fake. There's nothing, there is no ghost in the shell. It's like the opposite. There's nothing in there. So you're just letting it revert, like say the same things back to you over and over again. And just because
you're training it to be your friend.
Yes. So, and they are, because OpenAI is rushing towards its IPO opening. It's trying to get all this shit done because they even had meetings. In the Mother Jones article, it talks about how they had already flagged him. They had meetings about this dude. They just didn't do anything because that would mean they would have to
do something all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, which is fucked up. But meanwhile, we're just dealing with cops abusing flock cameras to follow their girlfriends and shit, or women they're attracted to, or someone just trying to drive over to a cooler state to buy weed and come home.
Yeah. It's just all like, so just so you know, we're just going to have to make it through the next 5 years. And I just think that when it comes to somebody like Perez Hilton, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully he gets the help he needs and maybe he can figure his shit out. You know, God fucking knows. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be, I do believe, depending on what you've done in this life, there does need to be a place of redemption.
Yes.
For people.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, not for pedophiles as far as I'm concerned, but I do think there needs to be a place for redemption because what's the point of anything?
Well, yeah, if you're going to have prison, there has to be redemption. That's the thing. You know, it's just like if that exists, then you have to let people back into society.
This could be his redemption moment if he could figure it out for himself.
But I'm never going to like him.
It doesn't matter. He's got to like him.
Yeah.
Perez Hilton's got to go away and he needs to find a thing for himself.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, exactly. So does a tree fall in the forest? If a tree falls in the forest, do we hear it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Who fucking knows how these people look? Look at Rachel Dolezal, who's now Nikechi Diallo, because now she just became a sex coach. We're going to talk about this next week.
All right, go ahead.
But we're talking about it next week. Rachel Dolezal, you know how much you love Rachel.
I know you love Rachel.
Well, no, I'm sorry, her name, Nikechi Diallo.
Nikechi.
Yeah, she's African. Live from your
grave. Oh, but here's what I want to talk about. This is an old story that I've never heard about, and I don't know how true it is, but I love it, and it's unbelievable. Between 2002 and 2012, I literally got this off of Instagram, so I hope it's not fake. Six people were killed in the Philippines videoki bars over renditions of Frank Sinatra's My Way. All right? So basically what would happen is they're so intense with their karaoke over there that if people would sing My Way off key, people would shoot them and kill them.
Well, you know what it seems like? It's kind of funny because it is real. The My Way killings are considered real. They're a social phenomena in the Philippines. And it seems that it's not, nobody's saying that it's My Way specifically. It seems to have happened with My Way specifically because of the nature of the song.
Yes.
The song is a selfish
Machismo,
standing up to the world. I'll always be haunted by My Way because I always
will. You love it, song.
Well, no, the song I love is That's Life.
Oh, That's Life. That's right. See, you like That's Life.
The thing about My Way is it's considered a satanic anthem.
Oh.
But my problem with that song is that I'm haunted always by the the, I'll always remember 2016 in the election when Trump and Melania were doing the first, their first dance was to My Way.
Oh.
And I'm always been, I've been like haunted by that song ever since, because it's just like watching them do that dance was like me realizing like, oh, we're fucked.
Yeah.
And they, but this is a, this is very interesting because it is true. It seems because number one, My Way is a big old like, I did it my way. So it's like, it's really obnoxious. It is a fucking, it's a crowd clearer.
Yes.
If you do it wrong.
But a security guard shot someone named Romy Baligula back in 2007 for singing it off key. That was the most famous one. But yeah, apparently it's because people were sang it off key. And then now you can't even find it in most karaoke bars in the Philippines because so many people got killed singing My Way.
Dave, I'm pulling it out. This is really interesting. This is like, there's a whole article on this that I'm looking at this right now.
We may
now.
Have to like do something like follow up on this. Like there's a proper whole little breakdown. This is really fun.
There's a whole series of karaoke rage murders.
It's crazy.
Really?
Yes. In August 2007.
You know what? I hate karaoke. I'd much rather just listen to the music.
I do love it.
I will go do it and I will participate. If it's at the bar, you know, whatever. I will be a part of it. I'm a performer. I'm not that big of an asshole. But if I'm just chilling and I go to a bar and there's karaoke, I walk out and I go to the next bar.
Of course. But I, you know me, I'm a theater child at heart. But these, the killings connected to singing the song may simply just say, I love this one explanation, is that My Way is just extremely popular in violent environments.
Yeah.
And that the song,
it's a mafia song.
In bad neighborhoods, the song My Way is sang more. And so that, like, that's really a funny idea. But look at this, dude. In China, in 2012, a guy killed two people with a meat cleaver doing a song he didn't like. In July 2013, an American was stabbed to death refusing to stop singing in Krabi, Thailand. And March 22, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about this. Ezra Miller got flipped out of a karaoke bar.
It's I love right. that he's on this list.
Yeah. He fucking flipped out of a karaoke bar. That's pretty great.
Dude, how about the guy in Thailand who shot 8 people to death, including his own brother-in-law, in a dispute stemming from several karaoke offerings, including someone repeatedly singing John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads.
Take me home, country roads, to the place I belong, West Virginia.
I love that song, but 6 times in a row.
Take me home, country road. Take me home, country road. To the place I'm long, West Virginia. Mount Mama, take me home, country road. Take
it's
me home, country road.
I just want to hear John Denver. I don't want to hear Henry.
But it is a, I love this idea of people, because it's true. I just think people are liquored up. I think it's emotional place to be in. You're vulnerable.
It's people who don't perform are performing.
I'll always
people really care.
The one time
every time I go to karaoke, there's like 4 people there who fucking really, really care.
Yeah, I'm one.
No, you're not.
Well,
you're,
I don't get upset.
No, there's people who it's like that's what they that's their thing.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I have a life.
Yeah.
No, I like to do other things in my life. I just really love karaoke. And when I do it, I fucking do it. But I will say,
how many times is one person allowed to do karaoke in a night?
3 times,
right? That's I feel like that's safe. That's a good safe limit.
That is the maximum amount of songs a singular person should be able to
unless
sing.
Unless you're incredible and people are begging for it.
No one is.
No one is.
Because
they
want to
go.
Because they want to sing. Because it's not about being incredible. It's about you singing.
I will say Henry is amazing at doing Natural Woman.
I do love I love karaoke, but I have found that my demos are sliding away from me, buddy.
Yeah. No, I sang Blueberry Hill recently. No one knew what the fuck I was doing.
I went in there and
I was
sang,
like, hold on. No one knows Blueberry Hill?
I went to go sing Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down by Collective Soul.
Oh, okay. That's not even that old.
No, it's fucking brand new song. And I went to the karaoke bar surrounded by Zoomers. And I was doing, because it's one of my favorite things, because like I was one of the first guys up there singing, right? Mm-hmm. We got there kind of early, so I went up there singing. And I kept going, whoa, whoa, heaven let your light shine down. And then when he got to the part, right, I was doing the, down, 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 yeah. I was trying to hand the yeah over to the audience, as you should,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, because it's their part.
Down, 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 yeah. And then when I went to go do it, these Zoomers are staring at me like I'm a fucking police officer. They're like looking at me, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you're.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sing you're.
Yeah.
Why aren't you singing you're?
Well, you know.
Down and down, down and down, down. You're. You know, nothing?
Not to be, you know, we're going to.
Silence!
Have, we're going to a full.
I've never bombed. Soon. I've never bombed in karaoke before.
Really?
It was one of the first time I've ever bombed in karaoke, and I felt like Elon Musk dancing. You know what I mean? I felt like, how did I get here? Why am I like this? This shouldn't be like this.
Now you know how Collective Soul feels.
Oh, wow.
You know, these kids, man, you know, they were getting on, I know, but whatever. You know, these kids are not as smart as they used to be. For instance, this boy in Arkansas, he's a football player. He was playing football practice for 2 hours before he realized there was a rattlesnake in his helmet.
Now, goddammit, son, I don't know what I have to do. I don't know what I have to do to get through to you. All right? There's an active serpent next to your brain. I don't understand, son. I don't know. I know. Son, there is two mice running around your shoulders.
Yeah. Kid was like, my helmet doesn't fit right today.
Well, let me take a
look. How big is it? A helmet is supposed to be so tight.
Let me take a look.
You can't put it on.
You put
it's the only way it works.
God fucking damn it, son.
2 foot snake.
Son, I need you. How in the living fuck are you going to run the fucking rush program against fucking Magunka State, and you can't feel a rattlesnake in your hair?
The snake was 2/5 as long as his body.
Buddy, I got to say, your situational awareness is at a zero. I need you to pump it up. Are you even aware I'm talking to you right now, son? Do you know my name, son? What's my name?
Well, your new name Snakehead.
Just guess what, Snakehead? You're about to do 50 push-ups, okay? And I'm gonna put a snake on your back. Alright? I'm sick and tired. You're gonna eat the snake in front of me. We're gonna take this snake out. You're gonna smoke the entire snake right in front of me and your mother. We're gonna get it out. Now you smoke the whole fucking thing and you be sick.
God damn it, Snakehead!
Damn it, Snakehead. Snakehead, why are you... Get out of the gully. God damn it, Snakehead. If you weren't 6'4", I'd fucking beat you to death myself. All right? But I need you. I need you. The big old house is going to take us over. You're going to take us over with the title. We're going to take us to the title, right? I don't care if you're Snakehead.
Man, there was this big old kid we used to play with. We used to call him Dump Truck, and he was so stupid.
Yeah.
And then one day he...
You don't get the name Dump Truck by being a fucking engineering student.
He was strong as fuck, man. But he loved his nickname Dump Truck. And one day he went to the barber to like get it like shaved into the back of his head.
Definitely, yeah.
And then he came back, and it said Dunk Truck. Because he had a lisp when he told the barber. So the barber didn't know he said dump truck. He thought he said dunk truck.
Yep. I guess whatever.
And so he showed us all his head because he thought it said dump truck, but it said dunk truck.
That's pretty great.
Oh, one of the great moments of my life.
Yeah, but now he is the Attorney General of the state of Florida.
No, what's funny is I don't remember his real name.
No, because you shouldn't. He's probably dead. There's no way he's alive.
But that's the kind of kid that ends up with a snake in his helmet.
Oh, yeah. Damn it, son! All right, where are we at now? Are we time for this? Where are we at
it's
now?
It's time.
Listener right. Mail, do we have a new stinger?
It's time for listener email, so get all the details. Send them to the boys, LPFTL at Gmail. Henry Zabrowski and Ed Larson, too. So rise from your graves for the LPN crew. Side stories, last podcast on the left. Side stories, side motherfucking stories.
No, God, okay.
I understand it's good, but I hate it.
It is extremely well made. You're a really talented person.
They're very talented. I hope I never hear it again.
You know, it's just not. That's very gurney coded.
Yeah, yeah. It's very.
Because Kelly sends me lots of videos now, which I love because, you know, we'll go back and forth on Instagram, but she sends me the new thing has been emo covers of Phantom of the Opera songs.
Okay.
It's like a whole thing.
Into that.
Oh, no. Now I just know they're horrific. I just send them to Natalie to annoy her.
Yes.
Because we're both Phantom people.
Is she an emo person, Natalie?
No.
Is she not like
No, emo? I do it just to annoy her.
Yeah.
Because we're Phantom people.
Oh.
That was that was Fallen Into You from Pennsylvania. He sent it in. Do you guys want a different one? I got a different one.
No.
Okay, we'll save it for next
time. That was really, for next time. No,
He did great work. He nailed the genre.
That's exactly
I hate the genre.
That's exactly how that should sound.
Yeah, no. They nailed it. I don't want it to be thought that I said it sucked. I just hate it.
You know what we need? You know what we need in response to that one? I want a Collective Soul / Alice in Chains version.
Oh, yes.
That's what I want. Butt rock.
Yeah.
I want a butt rock version. I read that. I saw some clip on the Instagram. Some podcast was talking about the idea of their favorite butt rock guys.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. Listener mail.
You know what butt rock is?
Butt rock.
Butt rock is stuff like Creed. Is good butt rock. Things that sound like that. Like was like on that little sinner's world is
shot to fight. Puddle of mud.
Way again. That was Filter though. Yeah. I think Filter is like
puddle.
Burn away for me to hold and fire and away.
Puddle of Mud, they were formed by Stained, right?
No, that's what they left when they stopped touring.
I know.
Wow.
Yes, I beat him on that one.
I don't think you did.
Burn way for me to hold.
You know, Cock Rock, Black Keys, that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
that's Cock Rock.
That's better.
Okay. You know, they call it post-grunge, butt
yeah, it's
rock.
Post-grunge.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go. So it's this
the
one.
Guys who weren't didn't have the fucking balls to do heroin.
Yeah, we know it's a, we're not going to get any of the return shows because of heroin.
Oh, my God. Henry and I were lamenting the other day how much we would immediately go to, like, a stadium tour that was Nirvana and Soundgarden.
I would be unbearable.
Trying to get tickets to that.
You got me there, dude. I would get so fucking drunk, and I would be such a fucking problem in that show, man. That Nirvana Soundgarden show, that's so, I'm so mad I can't have that. I would just be like, yeah! You know, like that style of just, fuck yeah!
But somehow Axl Rose lived.
Yeah. Because he cut his hair.
Oh, that's what happened. I'm going to see them. I don't care.
They're great. In my early mid-20s, my then-boyfriend and I moved into an older apartment just outside of Boston. The building was from the 1800s and was not kept up super well, so it was pretty cheap, even for the time. We paid $1,200 a month for this two-bedroom apartment with a dining room, a sun porch, plus two additional rooms in the attic that we could use for storage. The attic rooms were creepy at best.
My house that I grew up in had a daughter porch.
Because they could free bleed out there. That's so nice. You don't want them bleeding out of the house.
Get outside!
Get outside!
Get outside, you bleeding!
What's this red puddle?
You bleeding!
Get outside!
Bleeding outside!
Get outside, you bleeding woman!
So the dogs can have it.
Come on now, let the dog lip at it. The attic rooms are creepy at best. And the walls in the apartment were made of horsehair plaster and crumbling a bit in some places. And it wasn't a slum apartment, but just crappy enough that I felt a little embarrassed to have people over. To give you an idea of the level of upkeep, I once cut my foot on a broken linoleum tile in the kitchen, and the landlord's son came to fix it, and instead of replacing the full tile, he simply cut a corner of dirty tile from underneath the refrigerator, glued it in place over where the other tile had peeled back. I'm actually surprised you even got somebody over there. When I lived in New York City, I never saw a super.
Yeah, and linoleum tiles? That doesn't make sense. Linoleum's just like a piece of shit.
Linoleum tile. Yeah, it's tile. You can make a tile of linoleum.
Is it called a tile? No, it's just like a strip.
I fucking couldn't.
You roll. You can't
possibly
roll up
care
a tile.
Less. I don't care. I don't know.
I guess I'm getting hung up on the wrong thing.
You are. We're looking at the tiles right now. We're looking at the linoleum tiles right there.
But it's rolled up. I mean, you can't roll up a tile.
I have this. They don't know, Eddie. They don't know. The writer doesn't know. We don't know.
Sidestories, LPOTL@gmail.com.
A few months after we moved into the apartment, I started to notice that the bathroom light was always left on. The bathroom was right off the kitchen and with an eye shot of the living room where we spent most of our time. Obviously, I blame my boyfriend for this. I would playfully give him shit about it, and he would deny all culpability until one night we decided to deliberately turn off the light, and we all told ourselves, if this light is turned back on, we know there's a ghost in the house.
Okay.
We're watching a movie on the couch, and about an hour or two later, I noticed the bathroom light was on. I immediately called my boyfriend out for this, but we both pretty quickly realized that neither one of us had moved from the couch since we had turned off the light. Neither of us really believed that there was anything paranormal going on, but we started playfully refer to the ghost anytime anything weird happened. Other little things started happening. My boyfriend would always leave his cell phone on the nightstand overnight. Like I said, the apartment was old, and the floors were very slanted in some areas. His phone started slipping forward off the nightstand and would wake us up occasionally with a thud in the middle of the night. To prevent this, he started putting his water bottle in front of the phone, so that it couldn't slide forward off the nightstand. First night he did this, the phone started sliding sideways off the nightstand instead.
Hmm.
Could the floors be slanted in both directions? For sure. We brushed it off. Once in the middle of the night, my boyfriend woke me up when he was coming back into the bedroom after getting up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You had to walk a long way. By the time you go back to the bedroom, right? I've been one of these where it's like you got to walk across the house to go to the bathroom and come back.
It's annoying.
So by the time you come back, you're like awake. He asked me why I had called for him. I told him I hadn't. I was dead asleep, and it definitely wasn't yelling down the hallway. He told me that he heard me say his name, clear as day, when he was walking through the living room.
Josh!
We didn't really discuss it. I think it's both of us just kind of chalked it up to him hearing things. Till a couple months later, when I got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. As I was walking through the living room, I heard my boyfriend's voice say my nickname, Mo. In a very clear and loud voice. It sounded like he was right next to me, so I jumped and I called back immediately. When I didn't hear anything, I went to the bathroom and then crawled back into bed. He was fast asleep, deep breathing. He was an extremely light sleeper and would wake up at the slightest sounds. When I asked him whether or not he had said my name, he was confused and he said he definitely hadn't. I was spooked after that. The only real thing that I experienced during this time period was vicious nightmares. Almost every night, I would wake up in a cold sweat after dying in my dreams. I would die in different ways nearly every time, but it was always be due to getting injured in the same spot in my mid-low back along my spine.
You're not sleeping right.
Yeah. I gotta get a new
put that pillow mattress between your legs.
That's what I do. Some dreams I would get shot in the back and die, and others I would be stabbed. I remember a couple of dreams where my back was shredded by birds clawing at me. Others involved a taser to the back. You get the idea.
Yeah.
When I woke up, I could almost physically feel the pain as the dream wore off. I'm normally prone to vivid dreams and nightmares, but these had a totally different flavor from anything else I've experienced before or after. Coincidentally, the backbreaking dreams ended when I moved into a new apartment. In my opinion, there are two possibilities. One, we were living with the ghost of somebody who had been stabbed in the back in that apartment. Two, the apartment was just old and drafty, and the floors were so slanted that my back spasmed in bed every night and seeped into my dreamscape.
Possible.
Very possible. I've had the thing, I've experienced my name being called by Natalie.
Yeah.
And she not be there. I've experienced that a couple times. I've experienced hearing the door open and close and coming back and Natalie's not there and go like, Natalie, she's not there.
Yeah.
I do feel like there is a sense of familiarity between partners that is a little bit of it. And then I wonder whether or not. But I've had a couple of those.
Sometimes,
and I don't tell Natalie because she freaks her out.
Yeah. Well, also, I always feel like if I think there's a ghost around me, I won't talk about it because I don't want to give the ghost satisfaction. I don't want to give you satisfaction. I don't want you to know that.
Do you think when you talk about them, like, it makes them more powerful?
Yeah.
I guess so.
You acknowledge it. You know, just let it live in my super nightmares. That is my head.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, her nickname's Mo. What's her real name? Melissa? Come on.
Hey, whatever. No, it's actually a lot of times Mo is short for Maureen.
Oh, Maureen.
Do you know that?
Oh, not Melissa or Marissa. Moesha.
It could be for Moesha.
It's probably Moesha.
Oh, well, hopefully we'll find out. I try to keep it anonymous. But we'll find out, Moesha. We will find out. Well, you got to live every day knowing for a fact that sometimes a ghost is going to be in your house knocking your cell phone off. And you got to love the fact that he's knocking your cell phone off the fucking counter. Because honestly, don't plug your phone in your bedroom, okay? Because then you will laugh at how much your sleep will increase without the pressure of the world staring at you while you sleep from your phone.
You can put it across the room.
I leave it downstairs.
Downstairs?
Yeah.
Wow, that's far.
Yeah, if I'm asleep, you might as well. If someone dies in the night, I'll find out in the morning.
Honestly, if they're dead, who cares?
Yeah, you know, if there's something I can't do right now.
A full night of sleep will make me a better person responding to that.
I just don't. Do people still do that? SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I have not had my phone on ring in a decade.
Oh, no. Occasionally, if I know I'm waiting for something and I'm like doing shit and it's plugged in, I'll put it on ring, but that's only time.
I don't listen to it.
I specifically put it on there.
Yes.
But, you know, that's how we're doing it. Listen, folks, this weekend, Sunday, Dead Men Tell Some Tales. That's this weekend. It's going to be so much fucking fun. I can't wait for this show. Henry's going to be there. Jackie's also going to be there doing it with us. Ashley Brooke Roberts, Offhand Disney Dallin's going to be there. But it's going to be me and Disney Dan Becker. We're going to be doing all dark Disney history, talking about everyone who died at the parks. And we're going to be a jerk about it on this D23 weekend.
Question to you is how many tickets you got?
We got at least 60 tickets.
So come on,
so come on down. There's also a live stream. So if you live out of town, so many people are like, "Hey, I want a live stream. I want to see it. I made it happen." So we go. You want to see the live stream of it? It's a lot of fun. This is probably one of the last times I'm ever going to do this show. So go check it out. It's super fun. It's just like a passion project. And
is that true? You just saying that to sell tickets, or in a way?
No, I don't think I'll do it again. Probably. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work for very little reward. So come on out and check out the show.
Honestly, come on. It's a great show. Truly.
I put a lot into it.
He really did. Like, not even Jenny's why I even bring it up, because of how much work he's put in. He's like written the show like 3 times. He's really working on the show. Yeah. It's like a whole thing. So come check it out. I'll be improvising on it, ruining how much work Eddie did on
this.
I literally told
Henry to come and ruin the show. You're trying to ruin the show. So we're going to have some fun. Also, LPN TV is fucking hot, dude. Not only is HGX2 the fucking shit, we got our second season of Vampire the Masquerade fucking trucking through this bitch.
I might be on
this week or maybe next week, but you'll see my fucking huge face on there at some point.
Yeah, go check it out and go to lastpodcastlove.com. You're going to buy tickets for Side Stories Live when they are available this Friday. And go to @LP on the left for all of your social media fucking needs from us for some fucking reason. And then you can go to, subscribe to the YouTubes, because if you don't, we die a little bit on the inside.
Yeah. Last time, here are the cities for Side Stories. If you hear it, come see us. Norfolk, Virginia. Norfolk. Raleigh, North Carolina. Brooklyn, New York. Hartford, Connecticut. Redway, California. Portland, Maine. Burlington, Vermont. Iowa City, Iowa. And Columbia, Missouri. We don't want your big city bullshit. We're coming to all these cool places. I've never been to half of these cities. I'm very fucking more than half.
Don't worry. Each one is more exciting than the next.
I'm most excited for Maine.
Maine's awesome. And Burlington, I've had one of the most delicious beers of my life.
Yeah?
In Burlington.
Really? They got cheese there too, right? I heard about the cheese.
Ted Bundy. It's Ted Bundy country.
It's Ted Bundy country.
I'll tell you all about it.
All Ted Bundy's the whole country.
He's born in Burlington. He was. That's where his mother had him at the orphanage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are there still orphanages?
One day.
Yeah, I don't.
That's
think
my goal.
Are they still around? Side Stories LP.
My goal is to open orphanages and flip them.
Yeah,
that's my whole thing.
Storfinages. I was storfin. That's where you put all the people with sleep apnea.
Hail Satan. But we got to stop this.
Hail sleep apnea.
I'm not going to stand up for it.
Hail.